Pressure's ramping up on the board of Cricket Australia to stand down after this week's damning report into the ball tampering scandal. The former Australian captain, Ian Chappell, launched a stinging attack on the leadership of the organisation during an interview with the ABC 7:30 program. And now more former players say the ethics report raises serious questions about what needs to be done to improve Australian cricket. Thomas Arredi reports.
Arrogant and controlling, and a machine fine-tuned for the sole purpose of winning. This week's review of Cricket Australia was scathing, and former Australian cricketer Bryce McGain says it's done a lot of damage.
Cricket is on the nose from the public. They're really not pleased with maybe the style of play, maybe the way it is run at the moment. Maybe at the bottom level, there's not enough people really engaged in the game. Certainly Cricket Australia talk about, you know, participation rates and things like that, people sticking with the game. So there are some positives, but there's also some feeling that, oh, cricket, I'm not too sure. I'm not that interested right at the moment.
But he says calls for the board to step down are a little preemptive.
Obviously, it's highlighted a number of issues that it's probably a bit of a failure in the system. It's not just around the performance of the players. So the review's really highlighted a number of things that Cricket Australia can improve on. And I guess the board and the states will need to ensure that they've got the right people to be able to take it forward from there. So I know there's a lot of pressure on the board, but I think the positive is that the Cricket Australia themselves have commissioned this investigation and they've highlighted a number of things. And there's a number of things that they need to work on and they've accepted and they're willing to improve cricket right across the board.
So, I mean, David Peaver says he remains proud to be the chairman of Cricket Australia, despite the report. Do you have confidence the board will work to fix that culture?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of people watching and ensuring that certainly happens.
But other former players and administrators are taking a harder line, including former Australian cricket captain Ian Chappell. He's questioned why it was just the players who felt the blow after the ball tampering saga. And in an interview with the ABC 7:30 program, he pointed the finger at Cricket Australia chairman David Peaver.
When the fiasco in Cape Town occurred, I said if only three people, being, you know, Smith, Warner and Bancroft, if only three get it in the neck, then it's a joke. Well, I think it's now officially a joke.
According to Ian Chappell, the input from ex-players doesn't seem to matter.
Biggest problem, in my opinion, is that the people on the board, they don't understand the game of cricket at the highest level, you know, how you go about playing and winning at the highest level. They don't understand that. And they don't really want to hear from ex-players.
Rod Marsh is a former Australian wicketkeeper.
I'm not going to say I'd like to see board members sacked or the chairman got rid of, but what I would like to see would be for them to say, OK, we made a mistake, we're responsible, the situation's changed now, let's bring the boys back into the fold.
That's former Australian cricketer Rod Marsh, and Thomas Arredi was our reporter.